T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tomorrow, though, is a big day in Houston sports because the Rockets have the number 3 pick. And I did, here's a glimpse a little bit into Tillman Fertitta, who spoke yesterday, the owner of the Rockets. This is what he had to say on what could potentially happen tomorrow night.
We could get traded another first round and draft 4 guys, or we might not draft anybody, okay? You have to have that mindset going into the next 72 hours. That you have to be, you have to look at, is this going to make me better 3 years from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, even 8 years from now? And that's what all the decisions are based on. This year, like we said, we want improvement in every area, but we're really looking out there and see the window of what's happening in the Western Conference and how teams are getting older. I mean, it's so funny to look at, but when we were our best, the worst teams were Phoenix and Dallas and Memphis. And look at those teams now because of the draft.
All right, that is the owner, Tillman Fertitta. Obviously, we know he's got a little pull in the organization. That was a lot there. Like, hey, we could add another first round pick and draft 4 players.
He kept every possibility alive,
yeah,
didn't he?
He did. He didn't kill anything. But one thing he didn't say is we are drafting at number 3. You know, and they may well. That would probably be what signs would point towards. But really, it seems like they are open to business for anything. And it's not just when he said that. When they got the 3rd pick in the lottery, Raphael Stone, the GM, was talking similarly, and he almost hinted towards, hey, we're just trying to get better, whether that happens with us picking number 3 or whether that happens somewhere else. They've added another first-round pick with the Christian Wood trade. Now they have 3. This will be interesting, the decision that they make tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what they end up doing. I'll be locked into the draft special with Landry right. Locker and Adam Spolane at 7 o'clock right here on SportsRadio610.com to get all the scoop, no question about it. But I'll be honest with you, man. When it comes to the Rockets draft and this rebuild, I get excited to see who the next Rocket's going to be, and especially when it's a top 5 pick like it is. But I'm ready for the Rockets to just get beyond the teardown, the John Wall $47 million, John Wall $40 million not playing, Westbrook trying to get him out the door, and I understand that there's a method to the madness. Hell, I hope there is in terms
trade
of
trade him for Wall's contract.
Yeah, I mean, I think at what point do the Rockets get beyond all the things that are holding them back, right? I mean, that's like I'm ready. We're 2 years into the worst record in the NBA. We're 2 years into being strapped by some aging player that's not worth his contract at this point in time. And it seems like we've just shuffled the deck a bit, if you will. And I'm just ready for the Rockets to get in a true rebuild mode, to where their highest paid player by far is in sweats or at the crib. You know what I mean? Like I'm ready for that, for them to get beyond that. It's just like the Texans. Like I'm ready to get beyond the David Culleys and the no draft picks and the salary cap hell and Deshaun Watson drama. And then you can sit back and breathe a sigh of relief and really get excited about the organization. I have a hard time getting excited about drafts. I have a hard time getting excited about the Rockets when the most recent thing we've seen in the news is John Wall's $47 million option that he's due.
Yeah, I think you bring up a point, and I think there are many people who I think feel the same way that you do, right? I think they're losing potentially with some in their fan base. Not some. I think there's a good amount of people in their fan base that they're losing relevance.
Right.
They're another. They've had the worst record in the sport the last 2 years. I mean, if they're going to be in that range again, they're going to lose even more relevance, right now. And I know there are fans, there are Rocket fans who really are excited about Green and Sagoon and the young players they have here. I know there are. But I think there are a lot of people who are, okay, all right, when are they gonna look like they're going to win again? Like, when are they going to entertain that? There's no reason for me to flip on the TV to watch them, really. There's no reason for me to really want to go out there. Like, yeah, you like seeing a young crew grow up, but at some point it's like, man, we need to turn the corner.
Yeah,
I bet there are a huge amount of people who didn't watch one of the 82 games all the way through.
Well, we're not. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Hell, I didn't. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I try to keep up and keep an eye on them, but did I sit down and watch the tip to the finish? No, not one time.
I was going to say, how many people out there right now watched a game from start to finish?
I watched a lot more Rockets than I care to admit, but I can't sit here and look you in the eye and say I watched start to finish, yeah. I didn't go to a game.
I didn't live here. I watched 10, 12 Rockets games from start to finish a year. When James Harden did it,
yeah. Oh yeah,
you know what
then,
I mean.
Then like you can't wait to get home and pop a top and watch the Rockets.
But they've got to shake that, man. They've got to get out of there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.